Local corporate news locally. San Francisco firms. Making news today, Levi Strauss reported higher third quarter and 9 months profit. And here in San Francisco, the company also said today that all indications are that it is increasing its market share in basic jeans because of the some discounting that's going on. Discounting of certain models in various regional U.S. outlets. Hewlett-Packard, Palo Alto-based Hewlett-Packard, is down three quarters at 77 and a quarter. It says it's going to construct a new $14 million facility in Cupertino for its General Systems division. Levi Strauss, by the way, is down an eighth at 25 and 5/8. And the market losing issues out front of gainers, 703 to 529, with the Dow down almost 6 points, down 5.80 at 845.95. Transportation is up 0.10, utilities up 0.40, and the index down 0.10, the volume 14,360,000 shares. Boise Cascade is down a quarter at 26 and 5/8. Seven of Boise Cascade's wood products manufacturing operations in the Northwest, Idaho, and Oregon, have been closed because of sympathy pickets which showed up from a union local which struck its lumber mill at La Grande, Oregon, back on September 9th. Ray Hutchinson from the Pacific Stock Exchange.
Hello, this is Joe Putnam with Putnam Dodge in Burlingame, and I'd like to talk to you today about trucks. If you've been looking for a truck, any kind of a pickup truck or van or any kind of a truck anywhere in Northern California, and you haven't found what you want, consider driving down to Burlingame and taking a look at our truck supply. Because even though it's fall, and maybe you think it's going out of the season, we still carry about 100 brand new pickups, vans, and trucks of all kinds. Ram Chargers, get ready for that snow this winter. I have a good supply of Ram Chargers. Four-wheel drive pickups, three-quarter ton four-wheel drive, half-ton four-wheel drive, then plain half-ton pickups. With any kind of packages, camper packages, you name it. I understand the truck business being an old farmer, and I know what to order. And I ordered them right the way you want to buy them. And I'll tell you, I'll wheel and deal on these trucks. These are close-out prices. So bring your wife or husband, your pink slip, and your checkbook, and come to Putnam Dodge now.
The leader of the People's Temple has been charged with ignoring court orders to relinquish custody of a 5-year-old son of one of his former followers. A San Francisco attorney says he went to Guyana in South America, where the Reverend Jim Jones has apparently relocated his People's Temple in an effort to arrange the return of John Stone, the son of a woman who left the church last year. Jeffrey Haas claims, however, that even though he had orders from courts in both the U.S. and Guyana directing Jones to relinquish custody of the youngster to his mother, his 3-week stay in the South American country was unsuccessful. The boy's father, a former assistant district attorney in San Francisco, has been serving as a legal advisor to the People's Temple. He has now reportedly split with the church, but has not taken any active part in the custody fight. Attorney Charles Gary, who has been speaking for the temple since Jones went to Guyana, claims the court order for the boy's return has been withdrawn. Eleanor Roosevelt once asked that her wrists be opened when she died for fear of being buried.
Marge?
Yep.
Hi, this is Annie Bradshaw. How
Hello.
Hi, Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
This is Sandy Bradshaw from People's Temple.
Yeah.
I wanted to get back to you about, I guess Sharon Amos had called you some time ago.
No, it was, I think, a week ago Sunday.
Right, right. We were on alert notice at that time, and I wanted to thank you for standing by. The situation seems to have been resolved somewhat down there.
Oh, well, I was under the impression that Jim had some statement to make for the record, you see, when the girl called me. I could just assume, because she said they were trying to pass through a call from Guyana to the lawyer's office.
Right. We were on alert for a possible statement. There had been...
And I thought it would relate to attempts on his life.
That's
right. That was just conjecture.
That's, you know? Well, there had been. There had definitely been. There had been two attempts that week.
Uh-huh.
And the conspiracy had apparently from the looks of it, spread down there because there had been an illegal court order issued, illegal by the advice of the top officials in the country. It was a lower court judge who, by what we found out afterwards, had gotten paid for making an order. So it seems like that there is some big money involved. We're not sure how it all ties in with the total conspiracy, but we're still investigating, and the order was since rescinded when the other top officials got back in the country the following Monday. But yes, we were ready for a statement to be made that weekend.
Yeah, now, is Gary contemplating another press conference?
Now, that I don't know, but I do believe he is in the near future. I'm not sure exactly when, but I know that he is planning on having one at some point in time, because Mike was doing the filming of the project down there, and that was Mike's purpose for going down there, so we're still working on that. And
where's Tim Stone?
Tim Stone is not here right now, but the article, I saw the article in the Press Democrat, and that is a bunch of lies. Tim
Stone.
Well,
no, I wouldn't tell you, if I could just hew to the line here for a minute.
Sure.
What happened is, of course, Tim was up here, and I interviewed him. I got a picture.
Right.
And this is based on his suit against the, his intention to file suit against the Mendocino Grapevine.
Right.
And possibly others. Now, I followed up about a week later, and I was informed by Pat Finnegan, who was representing Tim, that he had received a call from Vincent Hallinan announcing that there would be no suit file.
Pat Finnegan received a call from Vincent
Hallinan, yeah, who apparently is representing Tim in some respect down there. Otherwise, I, you know, couldn't understand why he's making the call. So I was mighty curious to talk to Tim, find out what happened.
Oh, I see. Yeah, I can
it
see.
It put me, you know, I'll put the paper in a very bad position.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I don't know anything about that end of the suit or anything like that, but the article that I saw in the Press Democrat really was distressing.
Well, I'd say I don't pay much attention to what the other rags write. I'm more concerned with my own publication, and I really was concerned about, because, you know, I had not a call from Tim or anything else to explain.
Well, Tim has been traveling quite a bit, that I do know, but I don't know specifically what's happening with the lawsuit. I'm not involved in that aspect of it.
Well, it's hard to divorce Tim Stone, you know, from the church.
Oh, sure.
I realize that he was proceeding as an individual,
correct,
in this matter,
right.
But actually, you know, but it is difficult to you know, separate him,
right,
from the entire act, and so that's why I was curious about it, as to his whereabouts. Now, he told me at the time he left here that he was planning going back to New York City.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you have no idea where he is at all.
No, the last I knew, he was in New York City. And then I knew he was looking into different things needed for the project. Now, beyond that, I don't know.
And you don't know anything, you don't know any reason that would have been behind Tim's apparently changing his mind?
No, I don't. But I do know his action was independent. It was not a church action.
Oh, yes, that was explained very carefully in the article that I wrote.
But you obviously would know from talking with him that...
But I'm curious, because you see, I never did receive any word from him personally that he was contemplating this action, and I'm getting it secondhand from Hallinan to Pat Finnegan and back to myself, because I was pressing Pat about it. And then he had little choice. He had to tell me at that time that he had received notice from Hallinan that there was no suit contemplated, in other words, to drop it.
But isn't it true that any time in the future it can be picked up? I mean, aren't those kind of things vague?
Yeah, but, you know, I've had a long, close relationship with Tim Stone.
Mm-hmm.
naturally, the editor of the newspaper and the assistant district attorney, you know, are going to know each other.
Right.
And I've had a long relationship with Tim, and I was, you know, just sort of disappointed that he didn't get back to me because he, you know, he put my paper in a bad position.
Yeah, I understand.
And when we're right on the front page, you know, that he's going to bring suit against Grapevine, which at the moment happens to be filed a suit against us.
Against you?
Mm-hmm.
Why so?
Oh, it's the antitrust suit.
Oh.
Because we have a large number of newspapers, of course, around the county.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's an antitrust suit. And so, when I talked to Tim, he was incensed. He was, you know, livid with rage.
Oh, yeah.
And so, as I'm mighty curious. I don't know. I don't think it probably wouldn't do me any good to call Helen, and he would just plead lawyer-client privilege. He probably wouldn't tell me a thing.
Well, the only thing I can think of is how much Jim has always supported freedom of the press. I mean, the First Rights Amendment. So I don't know.
Oh, boy, I hardly think that's appropriate.
Well, I don't know Tim's reaction.
I should think that the relationship that this newspaper has had with the church and with Tim would be paramount to even freedom of the press. And there wasn't any question in Tim's mind. He was incensed.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's not the Tim I know. I've never seen him blow his cool before.
Oh, yeah. I haven't talked to him since it came out.
you know, Tim is not, by temperament, he's not the same person that he was when he left here to go to San Francisco to prosecute those voter registration frauds.
Mm-hmm.
And and of course, I'm just talking. I know I'm putting you on the spot. But I can only accomplish something by talking to Tim. But then again, I have no idea where to reach him.
Mm-hmm.
He left no word with Finnegan, his local attorney, as to where he could be reached.
How do you see that he's changed?
Oh, I know. He used a good deal more profanity than he ever did before.
Of course, the article against him was a...
Oh yeah, that's all right. I'm just relating, you know,
mm-hmm.
that I can see a change.
Mm-hmm.
But as I say, I am certainly curious as to what prompted Tim to change his mind.
Mm-hmm. Maybe just second thought along the way. I don't know. I don't know.
Second thought or pressures from above. It could be either. You see.
Who do you think would be pressuring?
Well, I just don't know. I'd hate to say. And I refuse to make any statement along those lines. But it has to be one or the other, obviously. Because there wasn't any question in his mind. It was just as baffling to his attorney as it was to me. So, you see, I'm not alone. And so, it all comes back to the same thing. Just trying to find out where Tim is. I give him a call.
Yeah. Well, we certainly haven't.
Well, if he happens
to... his mind one way or the other. So.
Yeah, okay. I'll tell you what, if he happens to wander in, will you have him get in touch with me? I sure appreciate that.
I sure will.
Yeah, or if he's in touch with you in any way, would you tell him I'm extremely anxious to talk to him?
Okay.
And thank you a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
Bye.